This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. I hadn't unmuted my mic, dude. You said we got Dean? Yeah, we got Dean. Joining us now is writer and activist and scientist and former military officer and all these other things that he has been or is today. His name is Dean Weingarten. How are you today, sir?
I am doing well. I hope you're doing as well as I.
I'm doing as well as I'm going to do, Dean. And that's the best I think I can hope for in most cases. But you have been a busy little... You've been quite busy writing, right, haven't you?
I have.
So let's talk about this one, because I find this very interesting. Anytime a court actually goes out and finds a municipality liable... I want to know the details. So apparently a judge has held the District of Columbia liable for violating Second Amendment rights.
Yes, this was really, I found it amazing. It's been, the case has actually been going on for, oh gosh, almost 6 years. It was filed, I believe, in 2015. And... what happened is that there was a court case called Wren, in which it was found that the District of Columbia was violating the Second Amendment by not allowing anyone to carry a firearm, and they, over the course of years, had arrested a number of people and. They put them in jail. They dismissed some of the charges. But, they impounded their cars and confiscated their guns and all kinds of different things. And those people sued the District of Columbia for damages for violating their rights under the Second Amendment. And what happened is that this in this case, finally, the judge, whose name was Royce Lambert, found that, and he ruled by a summary judgment, which means that the judge says the case is so obvious that it doesn't have to go before a jury. I just rule that, they won. And so he ruled by summary judgment on a couple of different counts that the District of Columbia had violated the Second Amendment rights of these people. I think there were originally six people involved. And so I believe that they will be getting some type of settlement for damages. That hasn't happened yet. The district filed... at the same time that the plaintiffs, or I mean, the, yeah, the plaintiffs asked for summary judgment that their rights had been violated. The district asked for summary judgment that they hadn't been. Well, they can't both be right, but they can be right on different counts. There are originally 10 counts in this case where the plaintiffs charged their rights had been violated on this and that and the other thing. And that, oh gosh, in 2019, the judge ruled against them on 7 of those counts. And then just this last year, he ruled for them on 2 of the counts, the first count being that their rights were violated under the Second Amendment, and then the second count being that their rights were violated under the 5th and 14th Amendments, which guaranteed them equal protection under the law and the ability to travel. And then he ruled that their rights were not violated under the 4th Amendment because their handguns were seized, and they, in I think 3 of the cases, they had not been returned to them. So I disagree with the judge that their 4th Amendment rights were not violated. He said they weren't because in U.S. v. Heller, in that case, there was dicta. It wasn't, you know, absolute. It was the judge commenting. And he said that long-standing regulations and laws were not striking all those down with Heller. And so judge went to Heller, to a previous case, to the Wren case, actually, and he said that it's undisputed that basic registration requirements are constitutional. But Wren doesn't say anything about registration. It talks a little bit about licensing. Well, you license people, you register objects. So it's considerably different. It's not the same thing at all. So Wren does not say that registration is longstanding. And it's not. Registration of guns is a fairly recent phenomena in the United States. They hadn't even invented serial numbers on firearms when the Constitution was ratified and the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. Guns were handmade by individual artisans. They'd sometimes put their name on them, but I don't believe they ever used what we call serial numbers now. So you couldn't register them because there was no way to identify them. And so guns were just, they just weren't registered. And it wasn't until, I think, in the 60s, or maybe it might have been a little earlier, that in a few states, there was some registration requirements. But registration is a pretty new thing in the United States.
Right.
And nationally, there's a federal law that forbids the federal government from registering guns. And there are 8 states where the state government has a law that forbids the registration of guns. So you can't, it's wrong, I wouldn't say it can't, but it is wrong to claim that registration is a long-standing law that's been commonly used in the United States for a long time. It just hasn't been. So I think he just flat out made an error there. So we have 2 counts where he held for the plaintiffs by summary judgment. 1 count he held for the defendants, which would be the District of Columbia.
Right. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. And, you know, I want to hear the end of this story, if I may. All of this stuff is pulled from Dean's contributions to AmmoLand.com. Waiting on you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten from amaland.com, we're talking about this article that he wrote regarding something that's happened in the District of Columbia where they've been held liable for violating Second Amendment rights. Finish that up because it has an interesting ending.
Well, one of the things about this is a class action lawsuit. It wasn't just for the people that are named in the lawsuit. It's class action, which means that the lawyers, presumably now that they've gotten these summary judgment against the District of Columbia, can now send out a notice saying anybody who has been harmed by the district in the violation of your rights, contact us so that you can get part of the action in whatever judgment we get against the District of Columbia. So I haven't seen any notices yet, and I haven't seen any idea of how much they might get as part of this class action lawsuit. Now, this is in a district court in the District of Columbia. And by a district court, I mean it's the base level court. And so it could be appealed to the appeals court in the District of Columbia, which would then make it a what they call a precedential decision, whereas other courts would be required to follow that precedent set by the court. But I don't know if the District of Columbia will appeal it, because if they appeal it, then it becomes precedential. If it's upheld, then I think there's a good chance it would be upheld. But if they don't appeal it and they just settle for some amount, then other courts aren't necessarily bound by it. And in the Wren case, they deliberately did not appeal to the Supreme Court from the Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia because they were worried about setting precedent nationally about the right to carry outside the home. So they have a similar kind of concern with this case, only it would be for the district instead of nationally. And so that is, it's really questionable if they will try to appeal the case. We already have an example where they deliberately did not appeal because they were pretty sure they would lose. And as I said, there's a good chance they would lose also on this case. So they may decide just to pay and to try to limit the extent to which this case applies. Oh, there was one other thing. I just should mention it.
Right.
Is they, under the Fifth Amendment, I think what the two different cases were equal protection under the law, or two different parts of it, in that people outside who are not residents of the District of Columbia were treated differently in their Second Amendment rights than the district, people inside the district. So that's a really powerful precedent. It says that somebody has to treat, some political entity has to treat people inside and outside of their borders essentially the same, which is equal protection under the law. And so if applied nationally, that would be a big deal. And the other thing was the right to travel with firearms. Because it said that you're violating, if you don't allow people to travel from one place to another with their personal firearms for self-defense, their rights are violated under the Second Amendment and under the Fifth Amendment. Again, that would be a big deal. It would lead to some sort of national right to travel. So you'd have essentially some kind of reciprocity throughout the entire nation, which just makes sense. But this is the first case I know of that said that actually is the case in the law. So those are consequential things, and we will see what happens.
So, now, is this with what they're trying to do, are they at the same level yet where they were when they were trying to restrict concealed carry? And
It's similar. It's very similar in that right now the case is just this one case in the District of Columbia by this one judge. If they appeal it, they risk it having wider implications. If they don't appeal it, maybe they have to settle for a few million dollars. After all, it's somebody else's money. You know, it's not their own money the officials in D.C. would be spending. It'd be tax money. Under the Biden administration, they almost certainly would be able to get some type of federal money to pay for it. So if you look at them from just a purely individual or a standpoint of who gains, who benefits, they may have more to gain by paying out a settlement than they have from appealing the judgment.
So we still don't know which way they're going to go with this.
Chance they won't appeal.
Okay.
They'll just pay.
Okay. Now, would that cause them to have to change their law, though?
They already changed the law.
Okay.
That was another interesting thing about this case, is that they'd already changed the law. And it's very common when a law has been changed to say, oh, that's moot. You know, we're not going to do anything about all the infringements that happened before. And that's a really interesting thing about this case, because Judge Lambert said, no, you know, you're still liable for all this stuff you did, even though you changed the law.
That whole mooting thing, I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't have the time to go into this, but I'm going to bring this up when we get back. But we're heading into the next break. And, this article, you can find this by going to amoland.com, going down to the bottom right-hand corner of the website where it has all contributors. Click on that, and it's going to take you. Dean is in the middle on the left-hand column, and this is straight out of all of his, I mean, looking through Dean's articles, that's a little bit of a chore. Well over 1,800 now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting COVID vaccine mandates with a visit to Illinois. Biden ordering businesses with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccinations for employees, but the order has not taken effect yet. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate have agreed to a bill on temporarily raising the debt ceiling by nearly $480 billion. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson joins Fox News with his reaction to the raise.
Good thing about this deal is the fact that it's actually by a dollar amount. I think what we've all objected to and what we will object to is just a simple suspension of the debt ceiling, which would give Democrats a blank check for grotesque levels of deficit spending. So at least this has a dollar amount attached to it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Inflation is continuing to hurt families across the country.
Inflation is burdening wallets in America. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, is reporting households earning about $70,000 a year, the current inflation rate has forced them to spend another $175 a month on food, fuel, and housing. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer is asking federal officials for permission to administer its coronavirus vaccine to kids ages 5 through 11. The company is saying they have submitted their request for emergency use authorization to the FDA. A meeting will be held later this month to discuss giving it approval. The vaccine that requires two doses is currently available to individuals 12 and older. It has been given full approval for those 16 and older. If approved, the shot could become available for kids within weeks. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten from Ammoland.com, and This one, you know, of course, this attracts me like a moth to the flame, Dean. The Wyoming hunters that barely survived the grizzly attack.
And this I have to give some credit to Freddie Real, an owner and publisher at Amalan, because he submitted the Freedom of Information Act request that brought us the information about this case. And it was a case from, I think it's, 2010, where nobody heard about it. I mean, it happened, it was investigated, it was documented, but like a lot of other self-defense cases, it was never published in any media. And you can kind of understand why. People who were involved don't want to be harassed. They don't want to be... Back then, maybe cancel culture wasn't so big, but there were plenty of animal rights activists that might harass you, even if you. It's just because you had to kill a grizzly bear in self-defense. And what happened in this case is these archery hunters were hunting moose in a remote part of Wyoming. No cell phone coverage. And, of course, in 2010, there wasn't as good a cell phone coverage as there is now. But because this is a very remote area, there probably isn't cell phone coverage even today. It was a guided hunt for out-of-state hunters, and one of the local guides had gone out in the morning and had scouting and had seen some moose, bull moose, in an area not too far from their camp. And he came back and said, here's these moose here. And while I was out there, I saw the head of a black bear, and I have a black bear tag. Do you mind if I bring a rifle with me in case we get a chance to bag the black bear? And they agreed to allow him to have a rifle, and apparently he didn't have a rifle of his own along, because, and it's not clear because the names are redacted in the Freedom of Information Act, but from the context, it appears to be the lead guide, or perhaps the outfitter, had a rifle, a .450 Marlin lever-action rifle, which is a very powerful rifle. No scope, sporting iron sights, and in a scabbard, a saddle scabbard on one of the horses. So the hunters and the two guides went out trying to stalk these moose, and they got close. They got within 60 yards, which is right on the edge of archery range, generally. But they weren't able to get a shot, and the wind shifted, and the bull moose they were stalking moved away from them. So they considered the situation. They believed that they went back to their horses, they might be able to move around downwind of the moose and get another chance at it. While they were going back to the horses, the one guy who had the bear tag was carrying this .450 Marlin lever rifle. And it was loaded with four rounds of ammunition. It didn't sound like he had any additional rounds at all. It sounded like the lead guy just handed him the rifle and it was loaded. Well, he hears a noise off to his left and turns, and here's a big boar grizzly charging him full on. And he said he had no time. He snapped the rifle to his shoulder and realized he only had one shot. He fired, and the bear went down within 10 feet from him. He hit the bear. The shot went over the head but went into the back, about 3 inches to the side of the spine. And the bear rolled to its right, and the lead guide is shouting, "Hit him again!" And he fires a second shot that goes through the sort of middle of the bear, about 6 inches below the spine. And the bear is still trying to get up, and the lead guide yells, "Hit him again!" And he fires a third shot that hits the bear in the neck and finishes him. And that's it. It all happened probably in less than 2 seconds. So it'd be more like, you know, he hears crunching of branches, turns, see this bear charging at him, bam, 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 and it's all done. And there were pictures in the investigative report in the Freedom of Information Act request that came back. And it's a good-sized boar grizzly, and it's very dark. And it almost certainly was the same bear that the guy had seen earlier, but he mistook it for a black bear because all he saw was the head at a distance about 80 yards. And there are many more black bear in the area than there are grizzly. So it's understandable that he would have believed it was a black bear and not a grizzly bear. If they'd known it was a grizzly, they almost certainly would have just avoided the area, because black bears are not known for charging you. They're known more for predatory attacks, and the attacks by black bears per bear are much less common than grizzly bears. And then a phenomena happens, which I have personally had happen to me, and it's very common to hunters in stressful situations. And that is, when you're in a extremely intense situation, for whatever reason, But very often it's when there's a threat of imminent death, like a car accident or something like that. Adrenaline really loads up your body. And you very likely will not have an effect going on while you're in the situation, in that, you know, you will operate very well and calmly until the danger or the situation is over. And then all the adrenaline hits you, or you're coming down off the adrenaline, depending on how you look at it, and you can feel nauseous. Your legs can, or arms can start trembling uncontrollably. In Wisconsin, for people who, young hunters usually, who were out and would see a big buck, we'd call it buck fever. But here, it wasn't buck fever, it was response to a deadly attack. And the guide's legs started shaking so badly that he had to sit down.
Yeah,
and
I imagine
the,
so.
And then they discovered it was a grizzly and not a black bear. So that changed their entire plan.
See, that would be my problem, because I'm colorblind. I mean, I'm colorblind to such a severity that they all look about the same to me. The only difference to me is the shape of their head. You know, I can tell the difference in the shape of their head.
It's a little different. You know, you have to be able to make up details.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll finish this on the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, as we do, we were just talking about another bear incident.
Well, you were talking about how you could tell if the bear was
yes.
a grizzly or a black
right.
bear.
Right.
Well, in an instant like this, where it's happening very fast, in pretty thick cover, it's really hard. Because the bear is moving, and the differences are relatively subtle. The shape of the face is one thing. A grizzly's face has a somewhat more dished shape to it than a black bear. And the hump on a grizzly, when it's charging at you through dense cover and moving very rapidly, is not so obvious. And the color of a grizzly and the color of a black bear tend to overlap quite a bit. Shade, as you might say, for somebody who's colorblind, because they're not always brown.
Now, according to law, and I don't know how much they vary from state to state, right? According to law, does it even matter if a bear is attacking you? Does it matter what kind of bear it is if it's attacking you?
How to put it, it would be justifiable in both cases. But in the case of a black bear, there's not nearly the legal consequences that there are in the case of a grizzly. Because in the case of a grizzly, if you shoot one, you violated, without justification, you violated federal law. And, the federal law is a nastier proposition generally than most state law involving bears. And with black bears, if you shoot a black bear and it runs off and you think you missed it or whatever, but you didn't, and it runs 100 yards into some thick brush and dies, and a couple of days later somebody's out with their dog and they find the body, well, there's probably not going to be much in the way of consequences. There isn't going to be a big investigation. They're not going to tear the body apart to see if they can find bullets. Then they could match to a particular kind of gun. They're not going to search the phone records to see if somebody was close to the area where the shooting happened. I mean, there just aren't the resources that are going to be put to bear for shooting a black bear out of the season, which might be at most a misdemeanor and probably would just be a game violation with a fine. But if it's federal law, it could be a felony. And the federal government has lots of resources to put into investigations. So that's the major difference. Now, if you're justified, though, it really doesn't matter. You're justified in either shooting a black bear or a grizzly bear. Now, in this case, they realized they had shot that the one guy had shot a grizzly bear. So they immediately started taking steps. The lead guy said, don't touch anything, don't disturb anything, don't even take any pictures, which I think not taking pictures is bad advice. You actually should take pictures because that helps preserve evidence.
Right.
And say, you know, they had to hike a couple hours back out where they could get cell phone coverage so they could report the incident. Well, it's certainly possible that in the couple hours that they're out and then they didn't investigate it till the next day, so in 20 or 24 hours, something could have happened. Another bear could have found the carcass and fed on it or moved it. Or something else could have happened. Some other hunter might have happened across it, unlikely in that country, but not impossible, and said, oh, cool, I could use me a bear head and some bear paws. I'll cut them off and take them out of here. I mean, it's just a dead bear. What's it matter? And then the people investigate and say, well, hey, you guys, you shot this bear. Where's the head and the claw? So I suggest that taking pictures is a good idea so that you can show what the scene was like. And as far as I know, there's no federal law against taking pictures of a bear that you killed that was attacking. So what happens is they left the area. They get to where there's cell phone coverage. They notify the Wyoming Game and Fish. Fish and Wildlife Service, I guess. And they, those people notified the federal investigators. And a couple of wardens went out to investigate the next day. And they went back with the lead guide to the location where the bear was, and they investigated. They did a quick field examination of where the wounds were in the bear. They found two of the cartridge cases that had been fired from the rifle. The third one may not have been ejected since they didn't fire anymore. And they found two day beds where the bear had been laying up, which were only 45 feet away from where the guide was when the bear charged him. That's not very far when you have a big animal that can move very fast. And it shows in the Ameland article, it has pictures from the investigation that show the terrain and the cover that they were in. And it appears that there was a fire in the area a few years earlier, and you have a lot of small, I'm guessing probably spruce, but I'm not 100% sure, growing up in the area. And a lot of down timber, a lot of fallen over trees. It is difficult terrain to see anything in, and it's very tough to move through. If you've ever moved through anything like that, where you have a lot of small new growth and a lot of down trees, it is really hard to travel through it. And it's almost impossible to travel through it quietly. It's not impossible, but if you're going to do it quietly, you have to move super, super slow.
Right.
And so it's very reasonable to understand how this bear made a bunch of noise as it was charging at them. And as I recall, they also said that it roared at them as it came. So, but they went back and they, with the wardens, and the wardens did the investigation. They took a bunch of pictures. They found the brass. Everything that they found at the physical scene matched up with the statements they had gotten from the people involved. That's a big deal if you're doing an investigation. And they would have taken the statements separately to see if there was any discrepancy between the stories of one person or another. It's a basic technique to determine if people are lying. If they were both at an event, you don't expect them to tell exactly the same story, but you expect the two stories to be consistent. And they were in this case. And part of the Freedom of Information Act revealed the written statement by the people involved, which is how I was able to write a pretty detailed account of what actually happened in this case. And the attack happened on the 7th of September, and because the investigation was done quickly and it was so clear-cut, the assistant U.S. attorney sent a letter back to Wyoming on the 27th. The letter was dated the 27th. I don't know if it got there on the 27th. Saying that they had declined to prosecute because no crime had been committed. So that's a very fast investigation. But what happened was that the people involved reported it very quickly. They had consistent stories. The physical evidence backed them up. The investigation backed them up. And they said, yes, justifiable self-defense. No prosecution, and did it pretty fast.
Hang on for me there. We're about to run out of time. Normally I say, Dean, will you join me on Friday? And I'm going to say it again. Dean, will you be joining me tomorrow?
Yes, I intend to join you tomorrow, and it will be a pleasure.
Yeah, so Dean will be back tomorrow. We're just catching up with Dean. I've been missing my Dean stuff. So anyway, thank you for joining me tonight.
It's always fun, and I look forward to tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Me as well. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.